Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 17th of July 2017, and this is the 618th Mole Out Loud podcast. It's nearly 10 to 7, and I suddenly realised that I hadn't done a podcast. I've just got so out of the habit of it that it's rather late. Normally it would be coming out with the MailChimp would be picking it up in 10 minutes, but I think I'm going to have to delay it by another hour. I think that would be too hurried to record and to upload the podcast. I do hope that you've had a good week while I've been away. That it's been a gentle week for you, or a creative week, one in which you've been feeling engaged with your work, with your world, with yourself, and that you're enjoying either midsummer or midwinter, depending on which side of the hemisphere, in which hemisphere you are. I've had a really good week. I had a cold all week. It started on last Saturday, just as my unplugged week was beginning, and it meant that I not only was unplugged, but that I needed to cancel a lot of things that I had planned, and so it was a very, very at-home week, and it meant I could engage with my work, at least after the first day or two, in a way that I haven't for ages, because I realise I haven't really given it a proper unplugged, almost retreat-like go. The last couple of years, I've not been on the retreat that I used to do. I used to go on a retreat late in the year, and the year before last, the person who was running it was very sick, and so it was cancelled at the last minute. And this year, my grandson was born in the week that it was going to be held. And that used to be a time when I really was able to get right back into myself and my work. It was 10 days in a completely silent community. And I had a room to myself where I could just work, and meals were provided. So it was a really excellent thing to do. There was a beach nearby, so I could walk in between times and just become totally involved. But yes, that's not been possible these last 2 years, and now it's halfway through the next year and I haven't had anything like that. So this last week was really the closest I've had. I wasn't completely incommunicado. I did go up to the cafe and do the quiz with the usual quiz people on in the mornings, but apart from that, I stayed at home and just became really immersed in the work I was doing. I always find there's something about getting a cold, that there's a pre-cold period. That's not very long, but it is a period of acute alertness, and in that, which happened this time, I think around Friday, early Saturday, where I felt as if I got a handle on what I needed to do with my work, and I very, very seldom have that clarity. So that was a great start, and then my cold kicked in, and it didn't quite continue that way. But it had meant that I had already somehow made the decision that about what I was going to be working on, and then because I had the week pretty much at home, I was able to concentrate on that, and I had a very good week getting much into much greater depth with what I'm doing. And I just need to remind myself that actually this is why I was going to have unplugged weeks. Every sixth week was going to be an unplugged week, so that I could exactly do that. But I've ended up, putting things into my unplugged week that I don't feel as if I have time for during my plugged weeks. So it means that I've often made appointments and there are extra things to do in it. So this was a very good reminder that that's not actually what they're for. And if my weeks are too full to do them in, then I need to address those things in those weeks. Try to reduce the other things. So that's where I'm at the moment. And I'm, as you can probably hear, I'm still quite coldy, but I'm very glad to have managed to reach near the end of the podcast without a coughing fit, which is never carries over very well onto a podcast. I hope that you have a good day today, that things go well for you, that you feel well, and if you have a moment of clarity, it may or may not be a pre-illness thing, do make the most of it. It feels like a sort of a gift before the storm for me, and I'm very grateful that, actually, I'm grateful for both. I'm grateful that I had that moment of lucidity, and I'm really grateful, I think, to my cold for forcing me into greater depth with what I'm doing. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again on tomorrow, Tuesday, tomorrow. Bye for now.